It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. President Bush has paid tribute to one of the men who walked some of the same rooms where he now spends his days. He was a former president and a scholar. He was also a slave owner. Yet in one of history's great ironies, he wrote in the Declaration of Independence that all men are created equal. Thomas Jefferson was born 265 years ago. At the White House yesterday, President Bush honored him.
In this house, President Jefferson spread the word that liberty was the right of every individual. In this house, Jefferson sent Lewis and Clark off on the mission that helped make America a continental nation. And in this house, Jefferson was known to receive guests in his bathrobe and slippers.
President Bush, a little better dressed yesterday. The White House will be marking another birthday tomorrow. Pope Benedict turns 81. He will be in the United States, but will not make a special White House dinner. Longtime watchers of the Pope note that he almost never attends celebrations in his honor.